ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्ण So, we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, Chapter 19, Text 4, The Appearance of Sukhdev Goswami. Sa,
Sa
Chintayam,
Chintayam
Itham,
Itham
Atharsanad,
Atharsanad
Yatha,
Yatha
Muni,
Muni
Sutukto,
Sutukto
Nitish
Takshakaya
Takshakaya
Sa
Sadhu
Mene
Na
Chirena
Takshaka
Nalam
Prashaktasya Virakti विरक्ति करणम् सा चिन्तायहम् इत्थम् अथ रक्षणोदयता सा चिन्तायहम् इत्थम् अथ रक्षणोदयता मुनि सुतक्षो नितिस्तक्षाकया मुनि सुतोक्तो निधि तक्षाकया सा साधु मेन चिरेण तक्षक साधु मेने चिरेण तक्षक नालं परा तक्षया विरक्ति करानम् नालं परा तक्षया विरक्ति कारणम् चिन्तयानम् इत्थम् अथर्षणोदयथा सुतोक्षो निथितशक्षकया सा साधु मेनेन चिरेण तक्षकालं परक्तस्य विरक्तिकारणम् सा चिन्तयनम् इत्थम् अथर्षणोदयथा सुप्तो तनिथे तसक्षाकया सा साधु मेनेन चिरेण तक्षकालं परक्तस्य विरक्तिकारणम् चा हि द किङ्ग् Chintayam, thinking, itam, like this, artha, now, arthanod, head, yatha, yes, munir, of the sage, sutta yuktaha, uttered by the sun, niti, death, takshakha akshaya, In relation with the snake bed, Sha, he the king, Sadhu, well and good, many accepted, Na, not, Chirena, very long time, Dasakka, bed, snake bed. Analam,
Alam.
Fire.
Paraksh,
Takshaya. For me who is too attached. Virakti, indifference. Karananam, course. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki, while the king was thus repenting, he received news of his imminent death, which would be due to the bite of a snake bat, occasioned by the curse outspoken by the sage's son. The king accepted this as good news, for it would be the cause of his indifference towards worldly things. Prabhupada by Srila Prabhupada. Real happiness is achieved by spiritual existence or by season of the repetition of birth and death. So, this is the secret of real happiness. You cannot have happiness in the material world. To have real happiness, where you have to be? In the spiritual existence. To be in this spiritual existence, you have to get out of this material world, which basically means you have to stop the cycle of birth and death. One can stop the repetition of birth and death only by going back to Godhead. In the material world, even by attaining the topmost planet, Brahmalok, one cannot get rid of the condition of repeated birth and death. But still, we do not accept the path of attaining perfection. So it doesn't matter where you are in the spiritual world. Either you are on the heavenly planet or you are in the hellish planet, where you are in the topmost planet where Lord Brahma resides. All of them die. Brahma might live for a very long time. So about 3.2 trillion years or something like this. But what is that equivalent to? Mahavishnu's one breath. He breathes out, the universes are created. Brahma takes birth from the lotus flower, coming from the navel of Lord Vishnu, creates this material universes, lives for 100 years, and the whole universe is annihilated. And that is equivalent to one breath of Mahavishnu. So in a way it's insignificant. You can see how great is Mahavishnu. And Mahavishnu is just a planetary expansion of Krishna. So just imagine how great is Krishna. And you get an opportunity to live with him. And here we are trying to enjoy this material world. The path of perfection frees one from all material attachment, and thus one becomes fit to enter into the spiritual kingdom. So what is path of perfection? Path of perfection is, first is to understand who we are. So you have to have this Sammand Gyan. To understand this Sammand Gyan, one has to understand the basic truth that we are not this body. Who are we? The spirit soul. So if you understand that first basic thing, then everything in this material world that is related to the body becomes indifference, right? The house, the family, everything we have got is of insignificance, because we know one day we're going to die and we're going to leave this body. So even though you've got $1 million in the bank, at the time of death, does it actually make any difference? It's of all insignificance. So if you understand who you are, the soul, and then you actually try to actually analyze your life, and you see what you are doing for yourself, which is basically the soul, and what you are doing for your body, which is probably most of the time, it's not in balance. It's like you got a car, and all your life you spend just trying to fix the car. You try to keep it clean, you try to have it serviced. But you don't look after the driver who is inside. Is that intelligent? What is the purpose of a car?
Take somewhere.
to take you somewhere, to take you from one point to another point. The purpose of this body is to take you from, especially human body, is to take you out of this material world to spiritual world. To take you from this material world to the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. So if you are not using this body for the purpose it is intended to, then what are you doing? You're wasting your life. This whole human body is very precious. But if you don't use it, then in the end, Krishna comes in the form of cow, in form of time, and everything is finished. Then you start again. As Srila Prabhupada said, you have wasted so many lifetimes, you have wasted so many hours, you have wasted so many days, you have wasted so many months, you have wasted so many years, you have wasted so many lifetimes. Give this time to Krishna. Krishna loves us. He never leaves us. He wants us back to where? For all of us to be happy. And there is no happiness in this material world. Therefore, those who are materially property seekers are better candidate for those who are materially prosperous. When you have too many things, you get too attached to all these things. Now you can relate to you. When you are a brahmachari, you don't have to worry about too many things. When you get grihastha, then you have 1% to worry about. When you have children, you've got more, you know, then you have got a house and everything, and very soon you've got so many things to worry about. All these things take away time, take your time away. So when you are a king like Maharaj Parikshit, he had the whole kingdom to look after. He had so many distractions. So that's why he says the king accepted this as good news. Because what it was going to do? Take him out of this entanglement of all these worldly kingdoms and everything in there. Maharaj Parikshit was a great devotee of the Lord and a bona fide candidate for entering into the kingdom of God. But even though he was so, his material assets and emperor of the world were setbacks to perfect attainment of his rightful status as one of the associates of the Lord in the spiritual sky. Just imagine all these material opulence. Even Parikshit Maharaj was affected by that. Such a great devotee. Somebody who saw Krishna. Somebody who Krishna personally protected from the Brahmashastra. He saw Krishna in all his life. He wanted to know, who is that Krishna? Who saved me? Who was that little person who was wearing this golden colored dhoti and who came to save me? Everywhere I was looking for that person. His whole life, that was his goal. Why, even though he was such a great king, even though the main thing was he was such a great devotee. So whatever he had, he was using it in Krishna's service. As a devotee of the Lord, he could understand that the cursing of the Brahman boy, although unwise, was a blessing upon him, being the cause of detachment from all the affairs, both political and social. Samika Muni also, after regretting the incident, conveyed the news to the king as a matter of duty so that the king would be able to prepare himself to go back to Godhead. Parikshit Maharaj was very fortunate. He had been given a notice. The notice was for how many days? 7 days. What about us? We don't know. So how prepared should we be? Are we prepared? If we die today, or if we die now? This is things we have to think about. These are serious matters. These are the important things. You have to be determined. It's very important. You have to take time out. Start actually seriously thinking about all these things. Sanak Muni sent news to the king that foolish Sringi, his son, although a powerful Brahman boy, unfortunately has misused his spiritual power by causing the king unwarrantedly. This was, Brahmas are supposed to protect. But what did this boy do? He cares the devotee. Was the punishment warranted what he actually, King Parikshit did? Definitely not. And this is the first stage of the fall down of Brahmins. Because this was the beginning of Kali. Before, the Brahmins were so powerful. And this was the first time that there was an indication of the Brahmins losing their powers. Because they had misused their powers to curse a pure devotee of the Lord. The incident of the king galling the Muni was not sufficient cause for his being cursed to death. But since there was nowhere to retract the curse, the king was informed to prepare for death within a week. Both Samika Muni and king were self-realized souls. Samika Muni was a mystic and Maharaj Parikshit was a devotee. So what's the difference between a mystic and a devotee? A mystic is a yogi. They meditate on the super soul. So they can see the super soul everywhere. They are beyond this material. And a devotee sees Krishna in a different form, as a friend, as his master, in a Vatsalya Rup or in a Madhurya Rup. So that's the difference between them. But both are transcendental. Therefore, there was no difference between them in self-realization. Neither of them were afraid of meeting death because they knew death was just changing of the body. Leaving this body. If you are a pure devotee, then when you leave this body, you go back to Godhead. So this is why devotees are not affected by death. They are not afraid to die. Because they know they are going to a better place. Maharaj Parikshit could have gone to the Muni to beg his pardon, but the news of imminent death was conveyed to the king with so much regret by the Muni that the king did not want to shame the Muni, feathered by his presence there. This is a quality of a devotee. Maharaj Parikshit was prepared to accept death, but not shame a Muni. You think about it now. He was prepared to die, to give up his body, to give up his kingdom, to give up everything. Just not to make the Muni ashamed. They're so merciful, they're so humble, they're so surrendered. He decided to prepare himself for the imminent death and find out the way to go back to Godhead. So now he said, whatever I had to do, I have done it. Now it's time to prepare for myself. It is my time now. Now in a day you should take yourself some time out for yourself and say, this is my time. And my time is your japa time. When you do your japa, you should take everything away. Put your phones away, put your computer away, so that there's no destruction. This is the time for the soul, so you can chant with all your heart. Because we are the soul, right? That 2 hours that Srila Prabhupada has asked us to do, to chant that 16 rounds, is for the spiritual, for a spiritual being, for the soul. That's the food for the soul. So you should put everything away, take that time away. And that's your time. The life of a human being is a chance to prepare oneself to go back to Godhead and to get rid of the material existence of repetitions of birth and death. So this is the purpose of human life. It is not to actually build hundreds of houses. It's not to have big balances. It's not to have all this enjoyment and things like that. It is a vehicle that is supposed to take you from out of this material world. As my Guru Maharaj Tamal Krishna Goswami said, at the end of the day, whatever you have doesn't really matter. You have to fly the plane on your own. So it doesn't matter who is your friend, who is your family. At the end of the day, you fly your plane alone.
So you have to be prepared, you have to learn how to get out of this place. Otherwise, you just keep on coming back and back. Thus in the system of Varanasram Dharam, every man and woman is trained for this purpose. This is the purpose of the Varanasram Dharam. So when you are a child, they train you how to actually do, or teach you about Krishna consciousness and how to actually worship the Lord. When you become a grastha, it's in type, still you have to do charity and you are supposed to support the other three. And when you are getting old, then you take vanapras, which is basically retired life, taking, preparing for that, and then you end with sannyas, which basically means complete surrender to Krishna. In other words, the system of Varanasram is known as the Sanatan Dharam, or the eternal occupation. So what does Sanatan means?
Eternal.
What is eternal? Is the body eternal? The soul is eternal. So Sanatan Dharam means the religion of the soul. And the religion of the soul is to always serve the Lord. The system of Varanasram Dharma prepares a man for going back to Godhead. And thus a householder is ordered to go to the forest at Vanapras to acquire complete knowledge and to take sannyas prior to the inevitable death. Parikshit Maharaj was fortunate to get a 7-day notice and meet the inevitable death. But for the common man, there is no definite notice, although death is inevitable for all of us. Foolish men forget this sure fact and of death and neglect the duty of preparing themselves for going to back to Godhead. So, if you are not serious about this, Srila Prabhupada says, you are a foolish man. I didn't say that. They spoil their lives in animal propensity to eat, drink and marry and enjoy. Such an irresponsible life is adopted by the people of age of Kali because of sinful desire to condemn Brahminical culture, God consciousness and God protection. So these three things are very important. Brahminical culture, God consciousness and cow protection. The whole world is deteriorating. You see there's so much suffering, not only at the individual level, at the state level, there's floods, cyclones, you know. This is because it's the duty of the states to actually protect all this. They are supposed to encourage people to be God consciousness. They should do cow protection. But they don't do all those things. And unfortunately, everybody has to suffer because it's the whole state. The state must employ revenue to advance these three items and thus educate the and populace to prepare for death. The state which does so is the real welfare state. The state of India should better follow the example of Maharaj Parikshit, the idol executive head, than to imitate other materialistic states which have no idea of the kingdom of Godhead, the ultimate goal of human life. So this is the problem, you know. India has such a vast culture. They've got the best thing they have got, you know. But what they're trying to do?
Westernize.
Right, westernize. And that's the downfall of the whole thing. Deterioration of the idols of Indian civilization has brought about the deterioration of the civil life, not only in India but also abroad. Because India is the spiritual land, this is where they're supposed to go and actually learn and then come and preach to the rest of the world. But if India has changed and going the other way, what's the hope for the other countries? But fortunately we have Srila Prabhupada who has brought this, you know, he's brought us Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has brought us Krishna here. We brought us Radharani here. We are very fortunate that we are able to actually... We don't have to read everything. Prabhupada has given us a cream. There is one basic rule which governs all other rules. What is the rules of devotional service? You remember Krishna and you never forget Krishna. All other rules are supportive of these rules. Now how do you remember Krishna all the time?
Engaging with senses, reading or hearing, talking.
Yeah.
Remain pure thoughts.
Pure thoughts.
Chanting Hare Krishna.
All these things suggest to one thing. The reason why we are in this material world, because we have forgotten Krishna. To remember Krishna, what you have to do is know Krishna. We have to get to know Him again. If we know Krishna, how beautiful He is. If we know Krishna, the way He plays His flute, if we know Krishna and His pastimes, would He be interested in anything else? Why did Srila Prabhupada write all these books? Why did the Goswamis write all these books? To teach us about Krishna. And I was thinking about this when I was thinking of giving the class, and I was saying, what is the gist of all this? How should we read these scriptures? We should read it just like a knowledge. When you listen to the class, you know how, what you should be looking for. What will make you progress in your spiritual life? To glorify Him, to know the. But what you should do is you should look and see, what have I learnt about Krishna? What is new thing about I know about Krishna? Every time you listen to a book and you just try to find this, is what else have I learned? What else have I learned about Krishna? If you just have these questions, and with these questions you go deeper and deeper, you'll find so many things about Krishna, and you'll come to a point you'll never forget about Him. You'll always be thinking about Krishna. If you don't know someone, you can't remember Him. Does that make sense? So you have to start learning about Krishna. And if you know Krishna, okay, what is the complexion of Krishna? What's the luster of Krishna? What does it compare to? Monsoon rain cloud. So when you're looking at this rainy season, you look at the cloud, what you can think about? Krishna. What else is it compared to? Blue lotus flower. And what's the third one? Sapphire. How many of you have seen a sapphire? How many of you went on the... How many of you have don't know what sapphire looks like? Put your answer. But did you know Krishna's color was sapphire? How many of you know have seen a blue lotus? Next time I know everybody spends so much time on the computer. Go and type this, you know, go into Google and find out what a sapphire looks like, what a blue lotus looks like. It is there, you don't might see it, but it is there, you know, we use this technology. And next time you pass by a jewelry shop, you know, go inside there and say, can I see a sapphire stone? And that's the complexion of Krishna. What is the color of Krishna's hands? What stone does it actually... Color of Krishna's lips? Ruby. So when you go there, look at the ruby color and think, oh, this is the color of Krishna's lips, this is the color of Krishna's hands. And all of us have seen gold, right? So we know that's the color of... So when Krishna plays on his flute, what is the color of the flute? What's the color of the flute? The one Krishna plays on. What's the color of bamboo?
Bamboo.
Golden, right? Yeah, its the color is golden. So when Krishna plays in flutes, what's the color of that flute? When Krishna holds the flute, what is the color of his hand? reddish, right? So that place becomes, that part of the bamboo gets reddish. So it's like a ruby. What's the color of Krishna's teeth? What is it compared to? Pearl. It's like lightning, you know. So that part becomes light. And what's the complexion of Krishna? It's like sapphire, it's like bluish. And when you mix blue and golden, what is the color?
Green
is emerald. So if you look at Krishna blowing his flute, when you look at Krishna, you think of three colors there, four colors there. Part of the color is golden, which is his natural color. Part of his color is reflection of Krishna, which becomes like emerald. Of his lips becomes ruby, of his teeth becomes... Now if you just meditate on this, you know, it's such a nice meditation, isn't it? But if you know this, then you can meditate on it. If you know how Krishna dresses, if you know how Krishna gets his massage, if you know who decorates Krishna, what kind of decorations are put on Krishna, what they wash Krishna's hair with, you have to know all this. If you know all this, then whatever you do in your life, you'll be able to relate to Krishna. And you'll never be able to forget Krishna. Otherwise, the purpose of these books, what is it? It is not to get knowledge, it is to get that knowledge about Krishna. It is so that we can have that knowledge and we can always remember Him. Why do we chant? We chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. These names, Nam Nam Akari, Bahuda, Nich Sarva Shakti, Nich Sarva Shakti, the whole, everything is there. Sarva Shakti. When you think, when you say Krishna's name, you should see Krishna. But you have, if you only can see Krishna, if you know what Krishna looks like. You can see his pastimes. You can see his qualities. Everything is in there. How many qualities Krishna has? The 64 mentioned. He has millions of qualities. But one should actually go into all those qualities and actually study that. And then you can meditate on it. Krishna is so merciful. Krishna is so beautiful. When he plays on his flute, the whole world stops. Even time stops. What's the length of Brahma's day? 4.3 billion years or something like that? That becomes a moment. So if you can get one thing out of today's class, is next time when you can listen to class, when you read about Krishna, if you read about, listen to any classes or anything, try to actually get one or two extra things that you have learned about Krishna. Not too many things. Just if you can get one extra thing, every time you listen to it, you listen to 100 classes, you'll know Krishna pretty well. Just try to focus on that. Krishna has so many beautiful marks on his foot. Have you seen a picture of the footprint of Krishna? How many of you seen it? How many of you haven't seen it? Well, then you should find out. Because if you are in Braj and you are following and you see the footprints, if you don't know whose prints is, how would you know where to go? If you are following trying to find Krishna, how would you know? Just on meditating on Krishna's footprints is so beautiful. There's a mark of There's a mark of a fish on Krishna's feet. How many of you knew that? No, there's a little fish in Krishna's feet. So if you want Krishna to enter our heart, and if our heart is hard like a rock, or dry like a desert, can a fish survive in there? So you have to make your heart soft. Then Krishna can enter. Good. Any questions? Any comments? Finish here. Yes, Mataji. Determination is the first point, right? And people who are determined to get something, they normally achieve it, right? Those people who want to do a degree, they go hard, they work hard, they wake up in the morning, they study whole night, you know, they do all kinds of things just to get what they want. And the only reason they are able to achieve is because they are determined. Now, just meditate on this when you have some of your own time. You know, what do you want to achieve? Do you want to just keep on going like this? Or do you want to actually get to somewhere? Now, if you really want to get to somewhere, then you have to find out how to get there. And then you should be determined, right? You should take certain amount of time out to actually achieve that. A certain amount of time you need to maintain your body, but then you have to take a certain amount of time to actually achieve that. Now, the only reason why we are all here is because we want to go back to Godhead, right? Is there anyone who doesn't want to go? Is there anyone who wants to go? Right, so we all want to go to back to Godhead, right? So we first have to find out how to get there. Now, Srila Prabhupada then made that process very simple. When we took initiation, our spiritual master had asked us not to do four things, right? But he has asked us to do one thing. What is that thing?
Chanting.
So chanting is the most important thing. So what you should do is be determined that you're going to chant proper rounds. So you take your time out. When it is time to chant, then you shut everything off. You sit down in a quiet place, that is your time. That is the time you are putting towards achieving that most important thing in your life. Then you take a little bit of time to read about Krishna. And the best time to read is, you know, early in the morning. If you can read for 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes before you start chanting, it's very nice. Because then the mind is always running. It's very hard to control it. And the reason why the scriptures, many of the Purans have been actually, Purans means basically history, right? Bhagavad Puran. Purans means there's a story format of it. And everybody loves stories. So when you actually read a story about Krishna, then the mind gets captivated. And then when you chant, it's much easier to control it. The other thing is that when you actually chant, don't be repetitive, because we just chant Hare Krishna, and by that half the time it just becomes mechanical, right? Right? Agree with me? You chant. You do something else. I was trying to control my mind, it was very difficult, and then I said, okay, let's forget about chanting Hare Krishna for a while, let's just chant the Panchatattva Mantra. Now it's much difficult to chant. Because you have to think about it, you know. Because when you chant Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita, Gadadha, Sivasadhi, Gaur, Bhakta Vinda, then you want to chant Hare Krishna, right? But if you chant that a few times, then you have to start thinking about it. Then when you go back to chanting Maha Mantra, then you can actually take that in there. And also, when you chant the Panchatattva Mantra, it becomes the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu there. But determination means that first you have to know what you want to achieve. That's the first thing. And then you have to find out, are you really serious about it? Are you prepared to put your time, you know, into that? And then you plan it out. Okay, this is the time I'm going to put towards this. If you want to learn how to drive, if you don't know how to drive, you have to go and learn driving, right? You'll say, okay, every week, every day, from 5 to 6 o'clock, I'll take 1 hour driving lessons. If you don't do that, what happens? You'll never be learned, you'll never learn to drive, right? So similarly, this is what we have to do. And associate with people who are already determined. It's much easier to go with the flow. Just like if you see birds in the sky, you know. If you see they just follow one another, because it just drags them along. All these prayers that are actually entered by the Goswamis and all these pure devotees, they're far, far ahead, it's beyond our imagination. What it means, because it has been spoken with a pure heart. We are not there, we can't even comprehend, but if we just hang on to it, Namo Mahavadam Yaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurata Sinamayana. We don't understand it, but we hang on to that mantra, you know, and it will also take us there. Yes, Paul? Does that answer your question? Yes, Paul.
Today when I was coming to the temple, I saw see your name in the light. This is what people are professing in the material world.
Yeah.
See your name in the light instead of Krishna.
Yeah, it's an information age, you know. It's so easy to actually pass information everywhere. There is science, there, this, that, you know. Was watching Mukunda actually painting and doing graffiti work, you know, at the farm, and I said, at least he uses his art to something good, you know. He's putting Krishna everywhere, you know. So if we have more people like him putting Krishna everywhere, it'll be much, much easier to remember him, you know. I don't mean to say go into graffiti work, but if you can put Krishna there, you know. Any other comments? Any other questions? Anything else you can add to this? Yes, Paul.
So, yesterday on the farm, we discussed that unless we get a knowledge of Krishna, we can't really, it's really hard to progress. So, can you share, maybe you had your own experience, how you got to that point and get some
knowledge.
Experience of Krishna, some. So, what did you do like before that, or what led to it? How did it happen?
There is different ways for different people, right? For me, I love to read. So to me, these books are great treasure. You know, I can just sit down and go into it and read again and again, right? We are very fortunate that of the modern technology, most of the lectures of all these great devotees, all the sannyasis, all the gurus, has been put on the websites. You know where it is? It's called Desire Tree, right? So what you do is you can listen to that. And the beauty about those is those are all realized knowledge. You know, it is something they have taken from many books and put it in there to actually drive one particular point. Just like today I'm trying to drive this point that we have to know Krishna, right? And the way to know Krishna is to read about him, to associate with devotees who already know about him and are talking about him, right? But we also have to know that we are not this body, we are souls and we are pure. Right? We were with Krishna one day. We don't know what our relationship, whether we were his friends, whether we were saints, whether we were his servants, or whether we were his elders, or we were a gopi, or we don't know what, a cow, or whatever, you know. But for some reason, we have left him, and we decided to leave him. Right? So that knowledge is there in the soul, but it has been covered. So in this age, The best way to actually know Krishna is just to chant sincerely. And you pray to Krishna, please Krishna, reveal yourself to me. You pray to the devotees, Prabhupada, Guru Maharaj, you have given this name. I don't have any ability to chant. You have given me this name. Please empower me to chant. Srila Prabhupada, you left Vrindavan to come and preach to us, you know. I am one of those most fallen ones. Please help me. You have to have that humility. If you think I already know too much, then that's a problem. As Bhurjan Prabhu was there, that's like sweet rice, instead of his sugar, you had salt in there. So first thing is that humility. As Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj said, you know, what is the main mantra that we should actually tie around our neck? What is that? Trinadapi Sunisena. What does that mean? Humble as a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree. Just look at Prahlad Maharaj. All these books, all these pastimes, they have a message there. What did Prahlad Maharaj wanted to teach everybody? His own father was trying to kill him in so many ways. He tried to poison him. He had him almost bit by the snakes, killed by the elephant, thrown him from the hills, put him in the boiling hot oil. Was Prahlad Maharaj scared? Because he had complete faith that Lord Narsingadev will protect him regardless of what. So if we can build that faith that Krishna will protect me regardless of what, then that's why these books are there. So know Krishna, read about him, purify your heart. And as the heart gets purified, then everything. There's a cheto darpanam majanam. What does darpan mean? Mirror. Chet means chetana, our consciousness. Our consciousness has been covered by all these things that's going around. So everything we hear, everything we see, all the karms we have done, it is all sitting in there. So we can't see ourselves. If you have a mirror which is covered with everything, can you go in front of the mirror and you will be able to see anything? So what do you have to do?
Clean it.
How do you clean that mirror? Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtana. So you have to chant Krishna's name. As we chant Krishna's name, it's like water which is going to clean. And as we start cleaning, then you'll see. Then you'll see everything. Then you'll see yourself and then you'll see Krishna next to you. So in this age, one thing all of us has to do, seriously chant. If we can seriously chant, then Krishna will reveal everything. Everything is there. Naam namakari bahudha nishal sakti. Everything is there. But the best is, you know, save devotees. That's the best way. If you want to make a spiritual progress, the best way is to save devotees. Because the devotees are very dear to Krishna. Just like if you have children or somebody whom you really love and somebody does something for them, you know, your heart actually opens up, doesn't it? You really like that person, you know, look at him, he did, you know. Somebody did so nice thing for my Guru Maharaj, you know. Guru Maharaj is happy. Now you immediately, doesn't matter how many faults that person might have, you like that person. So similarly Krishna is there. If you do something for a devotee, then Krishna says, oh, he's nice. Okay. I know he has so many faults, I'll let it go. So association of devotees, just like when Ramananda Rai was asked, you know, what is the most important thing in one's life? What is that? Association of devotees. And what is the worst situation? When you don't have association of devotees. He didn't say association of Krishna. He didn't say association of going back to Godhead. He said association of devotees. Because wherever there are devotees, there is Krishna. So two things. Save devotees when they become... Every day we chant, you know, this guru. see Guru Karuna Sindhu. You know what Sindhu means? Ocean. What does Karuna mean? So the mercy of Guru is ocean of mercy there. We just have to know how to take it. So chant, pray to Krishna to give you a Guru, take initiation and then surrender to Him. And then everything will follow after this. One last question or comment? Anybody else? Prabhu, anything? Thik? Shri Gaunitai Bhagwan ki jai, Shri Radha Vallabha ki jai, Jagannath Baldev Subhadra ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanandi.